Bible reading number 39, Genesis 41, verses 15 through 32. Joseph explained the king's dreams. Then the head wine server remembered Joseph. So he got Joseph out of the dungeon and brought him to the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have had a dream, but there is no one who can interpret it. However, I've heard that you can hear a dream and interpret it." Joseph answered Pharaoh, "I am not the one, God is. He will give you the solution." Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Listen, in my dream I was standing on the bank of the Nile River, and look, seven fat, good-looking cows came up out of the Nile. They were grazing among the papyrus plants next to the river. Then suddenly, seven other cows came up after them. They were scrawny, ugly, and very thin. They were the worst cows I've ever seen in all the land of Egypt. These seven thin, ugly cows ate up the first group of fat cows. Even after they had swallowed them, one could not tell that they had swallowed them by looking at them, because they were just as ugly as they were before. Then I woke up. Then I saw in my other dream that there were seven good, full heads of grain growing on one stalk. Then look, seven withered, thin heads of grain, which were dried out by the eastern winds, sprouted up after them. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the seven good heads of grain. I told this to the magicians, but none of them could explain it to me." Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "Your dream is one. The one true God is telling you what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads of grain are 7 years. It is the same dream. The seven thin, ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven worthless heads of grain which were dried out by the eastern winds represent 7 years when there will be nothing to eat. This will happen just as I have told you. The one true God is showing you what he is going to do. Listen, the next 7 years will be very productive throughout all the land of Egypt. But after that, there will be 7 years when there will be nothing to eat. All of the former abundance in the land of Egypt will be forgotten. The famine will completely destroy the land. The former abundance in the land will not be remembered, because the famine which follows will be very severe. The dream was given to you twice, because the one true God has made up his mind, and he will do it soon."